This is episode number 2382 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, February 9th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Rob Gronkowski has some tips for Tom Brady's next thirst trap.
Gronk.
He said, I don't think he did it right. His hand is not in the right place.
What?
Gronk said, that's what Gronk said at Fox's Sports Day. Uh-huh. He's covering up a little bit. You're not supposed to be covering up.
God.
Now, he explained that Tom failed by not showing off what he was supposed to be showing. You got to show the package, Tom. So if you haven't seen it, Tom posted a selfie in just his jockey shorts Monday in his story, captioning the photo taken from his bed. Did I do this right?
Well, he was in his jockey shorts, and his hand was in front of his crotch.
He was tagging fellow NFL stars Julian Edelman and Gronk.
Well, I guess he's got his answer.
Now, Gronk admitted he was a little shocked when Tom posted the photo because it's so out of character.
Yeah, but he's a movie star now.
And he's single, ready to mingle.
He's single, ready to mingle. His divorce is final. Yeah, I get it. And he's got all kinds of time on his hands.
Yeah, evidently, got time for selfies in bed. Gronk said.
Is this the last one? I doubt it.
It's uncharacteristic of him for sure. But that's what we love about Tom, he added with a laugh.
Oh, God.
When he throws a curveball, it's always for the fun, and it's always great to see him doing that.
Okay. So the word is out. He said yesterday that he will not join Fox Sports until the fall of 2024. So he's taking the entire year of 2023 off.
Did Fox know that?
Did Fox know that he retired and unretired last year before he unretired? No.
Well,
hell no. They were waiting for him to be there like the day after. But, they're going to keep their place open for him. Hopefully he's decent on the air. This doesn't always equate being a great quarterback to being a great TV
guy. We found that out with Joe Montana.
Joe Montana, yeah. Love him, but he wasn't, God bless him.
No, that didn't go well.
No, that didn't end well at all.
Tom Brady will probably be okay.
He's an actor. Remember, he's an actor.
Yes, he's an actor.
He's one of those sports figures that have taken to acting.
Don't forget, he got his acting start in mattress commercials.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, wasn't it mattress? First commercial?
Yeah, something like that. Was it mattress? And then he had the Subway commercials where he doesn't eat the bread. That was the stupidest.
That was a bit awkward, I thought.
It was just like, hey, you're having him as a spokesman, but he doesn't eat there. Come on.
He could have salad.
Yeah, but he was barking the bread.
Right. No, I know. Oh. But I'm wondering about this whole thirst trap. Was this a challenge thing?
I think he just got up Monday and said, hey, I'm in my shorts. I'm going to take a picture of my fine body, and I'm going to put it on my story. I'm going to ask Gronk and Edelman if I did it right.
Keeping his head held high, it seems that Ben Affleck isn't letting some viral memes get under his skin. Source reveals that J-Fleck.
Yes.
They are aware of the memes about his seemingly less than enthusiastic time at this year's Grammy Awards. They aren't paying much attention.
I understand that somebody at TMZ got a lip reader to read their lips, but apparently at some point in the Grammys, Jennifer taps him and says, here's my phone, look at this. And she's trending on her phone. And supposedly they laugh it off. I didn't see him laughing at all. He looked like he was just like he had a thumb up his butt all day. I'll be here.
Yeah, but they didn't have it.
Jennifer Garner would have made me come.
Oh, yeah, she would have.
Yeah, she probably would have.
The source says that she had shown him a few photos that night. He just brushed it off, not fazed by what the internet has to say about him.
Yeah, no.
So Jen and Ben had a fun date night out at the Grammys, but they have both been very busy working on several projects.
Oh, yeah.
Ben was feeling tired.
Oh, he was so tired. He didn't feel like being there.
He actually thought that. He did look tired.
He looked drunk to me. But I mean, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, he's at the awards. He's not going to be drinking with his wife.
No.
I mean, if he's going to be drinking, he's going to sneak around for a while.
Yeah.
At least for the first year or two.
Right.
Then after that, when she catches him, you know, he's not drinking. He's been to rehab. He's been a good boy. We wish him all the well. But the memes were funny, and they were trending on Sunday night. This is the thing about life now. You can't do anything
right
without it being broadcast to everybody in the world within a second of you picking your nose.
Somewhere I heard, you know? Don't pick your nose.
Don't pick your nose.
In public, it'll be
even
probably in the privacy of your own home. There's probably a hidden camera watching you.
And
somewhere.
The Rock was at his table, and The Rock was joking with the seat filler, saying like, "Oh, don't ask him about that, because you're just gonna make him mad." Like, what? I'm just a seat filler, Rock. Come on.
So I heard somewhere that J-Lo was not even planning on going to the Grammys.
She had to present.
That's true.
She was a presenter. She had to give, didn't she give one of the big awards, the big Lifetime Achievements or something?
Yeah.
BS like that. It's like, whatever. And you know what? She did plan to go. Did you get a load of that dress?
No, you're right.
Months of planning. That was months of planning.
Yeah, that was a lot of planning going on.
So here's my thing. Uh-huh. How long do they remain relevant? They're now in their 50s. Hollywood is not kind to women after they turn a certain age, Sandra Bullock. And so now...
Oh, Sandra Bullock can still get work.
Well,
she's
Sandra
Bullock.
She's not going to get the cute rom-coms anymore. Nobody believes that.
Oh, I bet she can.
No, I don't think she can.
I think so.
I don't think she wants to do them.
She's one of the few who could do it.
By the way, loved her in Bullet Train. She's in it for like 2 seconds.
I still got to see that.
All right. With our apologies to Sandra Bullock because she wasn't part of the news, and Halle Berry, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.